You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
What is the state of ransomware in 2022? As we begin a new month, the month of May, we're approaching almost the halfway point of the year, if you can believe that. And a lot has happened in the war on ransomware, or the war that ransomware has waged on us. And it's still a very important topic. It's still very much relevant. It's still an issue that all MSPs and their customers deal with. And we're going to have a conversation with our guest today, who is very intimately aware of the ransomware battle that takes place, but also is doing something about it. And his company has created technologies that enable MSPs to fight that ransomware battle. And I am very, very happy to have on a guest today on the MSP Zone, the founder and CEO of Lumu Technologies, Ricardo Villadiego. Ricardo, welcome to the MSP Zone.
Charles, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So let me begin first. First of all, for a lot of MSPs who may not be familiar with Lumu Technologies, could you briefly describe what you do at Lumu and what the company does?
I would love to. So essentially what we built at Lumu, Charles, is a technology that helps MSPs to assess the state of compromise of their customers. And there's something that I'd like to share with the community, which is how we came up with this idea, right? We came up because there's no doubt that the industry has invested a lot of money in cybersecurity today. However, when you ask a CISO, when you ask an IT security guy, you know, what's the state of compromise of the networks that he's operating, typically the answer is unknown. And it doesn't make sense, right? So it's impossible to improve what we can't measure. So what we did at Lumu is to eliminate that noise and put the answer in black and white to the cybersecurity operators and to the MSPs that are helping SMBs to operate cybersecurity so that they know in black and white the state of compromise of their networks and the networks of the companies that they're managing. And the whole intention behind this is that now they have the information that help them to act decisively to mitigate an attack and prevent a potential catastrophic event like a ransomware incident. We call that continuous compromise assessment.
Yeah, So good that it is continuous, because there is never a dull moment. There's never a moment for MSPs, period, where they or their customers are not subject to attack, especially in today's era. I would love to. So you sell both to you sell to the MSP channel. Do you sell to customers or just to MSPs?
We had a twofold approach. So for we sell directly to enterprises, and we approach the SMB market through MSPs, and they we cater the solution and we build the solution in such a way that is specifically designed to the MSP market for that go to market avenue. And I tell you why, Charles. When I started the company 3 years ago, we were selling to enterprises, and some MSPs, because of how easy it is to deploy the technology, they start deploying Lumu to some of their customers, and they were starting to make some noise about this cool technology that was easy to deploy for the MSP market and for the SMB market. However, when I started researching about the capabilities that the MSPs require to be effective at operationalizing this tool within their companies and within their companies that they're managing. You know, there were some missing features that they needed, like, you know, they need a multi-tenant and multi-customer view. They needed to make sure that the pricing was right for the MSP market. So what we did at Lumo is we crafted the features that make sense for the MSP market into an offering that we call Lumo for MSPs. And that is the offering that enables them to operate cybersecurity proficiently for their networks and the networks of the customers that they're managing.
Perfect. So I really appreciate that kind of background on the company. I would be curious to hear your perspective on, because I ask this question a lot of people, and there's some people answer the same way, but there's almost always some variation on the answer, which is, why, in your opinion, do we have so much ransomware? Why is this a problem today?
Well, the first reason why is because it is disruptive. It creates a compelling event on the affected companies to solve the problem and to minimize the disruption that it creates by paying a ransom. A ransom is a way in which the bad guys have managed to monetize the incident itself. If we remember the evolution of attacks, typically the bad guys, the adversaries that were attacking, stealing information, and then monetizing that information elsewhere. In the ransomware incident, the bad guys are monetizing the incident itself. Every company that falls victim of an attack is a victim that is compelled to pay for the ransom. Otherwise, they're going to see their operations affected. So it just works, and it works so well that it's creating something that we call the vicious cycle of ransomware, in which companies that have been affected by a ransomware incident are compelled to pay to recover the data, and some of those companies are recovering the data. And because of that, there are other companies that are also falling into this type of attacks and are also paying to the ransomware gangs to get the data recovered and get back into normal life. And what is that telling to the ransomware gangs? Well, it is telling them that there is a business. The bad guys, they're not going to go away. They're not going to drive an Uber. They're going to come back with more sophisticated attacks. And that creates the vicious cycle of ransomware, is companies paying to get the data and get back into business and normal operations, more victims paying for that data, hence more ransomware attacks are coming up to life. That's essentially what's happening, Charles.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I don't know. I know that there are a lot of defensive mechanisms. Obviously, you wouldn't be in the business that you are if you didn't believe that this was that ransomware was a, if not a winnable war, then certainly a survivable one. I don't know if you have a thought on whether we can win the ransomware battle or whether it's not a battle to be won. It's a battle to be survived. Do you have any thoughts on that?
That's a very good question, Charles, because people tend to believe that ransomware appears out of thin air, right? That your network is normal, and then out of the sudden you have a ransomware attack. And that couldn't be more far from the truth, right? The reality is that the networks start behaving in such a way that it's potentially visible to identify that it's moving in the wrong direction. And that's something that we call the precursors of ransomware. And, you know, there's something that customers like a lot about our technology, which is how we let them know that their network is behaving in the wrong direction. Their state of compromise is moving in the wrong direction. And I'm a big believer that nothing good happens when your network is in contact with adversarial infrastructure. Nothing good will happen from that. If your network, if any IT asset from your network or the network that you're managing on is contacting adversarial infrastructure, the end result may be catastrophic. More so, if those contacts are going into what we call a precursor of ransomware. Ransomware, like I said at the beginning of initiating this answer, doesn't happen out of thin air. You know, there are several steps that have to occur. The bad guys, they have to get access to the network. They have to move laterally within the network. They have to deploy the ransomware payloads and so on and so forth. That involves activity that is visible through the network metadata that resides within the organizations that an MSP is managing. And that data, they don't have to pay anyone. That data, they own it. The only thing, and it's sole discretion to utilize that data to extract value from that. What Lumo does is we empower MSPs to extract the value, to unlock the value of the network metadata that they have and the network metadata that their customers have. And based upon that, we can let them know if any of their networks, any of their assets is contacting precursors of ransomware. And I'm going to go deeper into what those precursors of ransomware are as we evolve into this conversation. But the main point that I want the audience to get from here is if the network, if the assets are contacting adversarial infrastructure, nothing good is going to happen from that.
Yeah. And no, that's, I think it's very important to understand. I would like your opinion on, I would say maybe 5 years ago, and so beyond 5 years ago, when ransomware first really started to gain momentum and become a national, if not a global issue, it wasn't that long before it was the customers that first got hit, but then very quickly, it wasn't at the same time, but it was, you know, maybe within a year or two, where it wasn't just the customer, it was also the MSP that was getting attacked. And that has never really happened before in at least the managed services profession. Could you tell us your opinion as to, well, first of all, do MSPs perceive ransomware differently than, let's say, the end user organization perceives ransomware?
Absolutely. And in fact, you know, our latest flashcard on ransomware, we do a flashcard, Charles, every year about the state of ransomware across the globe, right? And in the last measurement that we have, which was late in March, what we measure is the perception of ransomware when you ask the SMBs, is that 30% of the SMBs believe that that is a big problem. However, 84% of the MSPs believe that this is a big issue, is an issue that they need to act on. And they're right on that. And I tell you why. Guys get access to an MSP network and an MSP infrastructure, and they have the keys to the kingdom of all the companies that they're managing on. And that's how these ransomware incidents, and in general, any type of incident that can be massively monetized, like ransomware, focus on MSPs, focus on companies where they can deploy a domino effect. I affect MSP number one, and through MSP number one, I get through 10 customers, and MSP number two gives me access to 100 customers. That's why it makes sense that the perception of the MSP, the risk that the MSPs have to this type of attacks is higher than the perception that the SMB has. If our ransomware gangs get access to company one, well, that only company is going to get affected. But if ransomware gang get access to an MSP, several companies are going to be affected, like what happened in the Renault incident about Kaseya. You know, more than 1,800 MSPs and the customers behind those MSPs got somehow affected.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ricardo. I think you're right because the MSPs certainly today, maybe not five or more years ago, but today they certainly understand the stakes and how serious it is. Do the end users today, are they starting to really understand how serious this is? Because I hope they do, and it feels like they are, but what's your opinion on that?
I think they are because of three main reasons. Number one, 43% of SMBs have been affected. 43% of the cyber attacks that we see associated with ransomware are aimed to SMBs. So that creates awareness. Number two, the White House is, in my opinion, making a good effort on evangelizing about the importance to increase defenses regardless of the size of the company. And it has to do with the Russia and Ukraine conflict, but it also has to do which, by the way, that has been an accelerator to this issue, but it also has to be with the fact that it's creating a national problem. Companies of all sizes, companies of all verticals have been affected, and that has increased the workload on law enforcement. And number three is the fact that their business have become more digital. And an SMB that is hyper-connected today gets a ransomware incident, and their business is disrupted. That wasn't the case 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. And I think here the pandemic has also something to do because it affected everyone. We had to digitize our business just to stay in business. So a ransomware incident 5 years ago didn't create the level of disruption that a ransomware incident nowadays. That's the reason why, there's more awareness about this problem.
Yeah. And I think you make a good point that every new business today, perhaps different than a decade ago, is almost certainly going to be leveraging technology, IT, cloud computing, and therefore vulnerable to cyber attack. And that makes it a very lucrative business model to be in. So the solution, right? Everybody. Okay, let's assume that all the listeners out there are they hear you, Ricardo. They understand what you're saying. It's a problem for MSPs. It's a problem for their customers. It's a problem not just for the enterprise, as you well know, but it's also a problem for mid-market and for SMB alike. How do we solve it? How do we even begin to approach, if not stopping? I think stopping may be too much. How do we begin by reducing the severity of these ransomware attacks?
I think the right words, you mentioned the right words, which is how it's impossible to stop it because it's not in our control, right? We don't control the bad guys that continue to launch these attacks. But what we do control is how those attacks impact our organizations. And the way that we can control that is by actively listening, actively measuring our state of compromise, which a translation in layman terms is identifying when your network is contacting the bad guys. If your network is contacting the bad guys, something catastrophic is about to happen. And it is in your sole power to avoid that to happen when you have that visibility. That's what Lumo enables. That's what Lumo empowers SMBs and MSPs to do effectively and efficiently. It's a technology that's simple to deploy. You just go to our website and open a free account, which is free forever. And that helps you to start measuring the state of compromise in your network. Typically, that's how our customers come to Lumo. That's how the MSPs have come to Lumo. They go to our website, lumu.io, L-U-M-U.io. On the top right, there is a button that says open a free account. And customers and MSPs can start realizing the value that Lumo provides to them. Charles, I make this analogy because, and I like to do it because it it kind of works well for MSPs and customers in general to understand the level of disruption that we're bringing to cybersecurity. You ask as a chief financial officer, what's the EBITDA of a company? What's the EBITDA of the MSP? And they tell you to the cent, what's the EBITDA, right?
Exactly.
Ask the same question to someone that is managing cybersecurity. The answer is unknown, right? The answer is unknown. Lumo kills that noise. And it, and a use case of our technology is to effectively and efficiently protect against ransomware. But the same concept, the same model of continuous compromise assessment is applicable to any other threat. It helps operators to be proficient at doing its job, which is protect the companies and protect the MSPs.
So, Ricardo, it's not, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not just the typical, you know, the old firewall approach, which was, you know, binary support of, you know, you let something in, but you don't let something else in. It's not that. And it's certainly not, you know, internal scanning like, you know, antivirus scanning we used to see. You're talking about something different. You're talking about arming the MSP and the customer with information. Could you, is that correct? And if so, can you elaborate a little bit on what?
You are completely right, Charles. You had your controls, right? Your firewalls, your AVs, your EDRs. The next thing that we have to do is to ensure that those technologies are doing its job, right? At stopping bad thing. And if they're doing its job, then there shouldn't be any asset, any endpoint, any server attempting to contact adversary infrastructure. But who is proving that day in and day out? No one is. Everyone is used assuming that those layers of protection are working correctly until they're not working correctly anymore, and then a bad incident happens. What Lumo does is it measures what has escaped those technologies, your firewall, your AV, and as a result of that, now you have a bad guy within the network that if you don't control it and push it out, is going to do bad things. And the beauty about Lumo, I'm biased because I founded the company, but the beauty about Lumo is that it not only helps you to measure those bad things occurring, but it also helps you to mitigate automatically by connecting with your firewall, connecting with your EDR or your AVs, and doing the changes that are required to ensure that the bad guys are pushed out from your network. And that's something that we call Lumo Defender. Lumo Defender assess your state of compromise and creates the orchestration capabilities to defend the organizations from that bad behavior that was identified.
And a little bit, if I may, it sounds like your company and the technology started at the enterprise. Is that true? And then did it start to work its way down to the SMB? Is that the correct order?
That is the right order. As a founder, when you start a company, make your assumptions and build a product based on those assumptions. And the initial assumption was, why are these large companies have deployed this amount of money in cybersecurity, yet they don't know they have been compromised? In some cases, for more than 18 months after deploying the amount of money that they have deployed in cybersecurity. You may remember the Target case. You may remember the Yahoo case.
Yes.
And the list goes on and on. So we built the capabilities to help those guys to do a better job at identifying when they were compromised. But at the same time, there were other assumptions that we did. And those assumptions were, this is a technology that have to be deployed in a very simplistic way, right? Which typically, like I said, involves go to a website, open the account, and in less than 30 minutes, you start measuring compromise in your network. Because of that, MSPs and small businesses start to taking advantage of the value that we created. And because of that, we start paying attention to the MSP market to serve them in a way that they need it. The other thing that we identify is the traditional enterprise cybersecurity technologies weren't really doing or helping the MSPs to do a better job at protecting the organizations they were serving. They were essentially using the same enterprise capabilities and tweaking it to make it accessible to the MSPs. We didn't. We went and spoke with MSPs. We interviewed the MSP. We saw them working day in and day out and identify what were the right capabilities that they needed on the tool. And that's how we forked the technology into Lumo for MSP, which has the right capabilities that the MSP required to serve effectively the cybersecurity market, and Lumo Insights and Lumo Defenders for the small and medium enterprises and large enterprises.
So, Ricardo, two more questions, and then I will let you go. First, it sounds like this is technology that the MSP can use, not just on their customers. They could use this on their own network. Is that true?
Absolutely. And we encourage each and every MSP to open that free account to request access to the MSP portal so that they can validate the value that the technology brings to their networks and hence to their the companies under management.
And lastly, if an MSP is interested in opening up that free account, which I think is a fantastic idea. I mean, you know, obviously you have to make money, but if it's a free account, I think it would be foolish for any MSP not to try it and to have yet another tool that they could use to protect themselves. Where should they go to download or open up this account?
It's a fully SaaS product, Charles. That's not a beauty of this technology.
No download. So
no downloads. They go to lumu.io, lumu.io. And on the top right corner of their browser, they're going to see get free account. And that's how they start.
Perfect. And we will put in a link to that URL just so everyone can have it in the MSP Zone show notes. Ricardo, thank you very much for joining us. And I really do hope that, you know, that more MSPs continue to sign on with your platform. And, you know, I think that this is a battle that we need to fight and we can win, or at least we can do better at fighting against the bad actors. But I certainly appreciate the hard work and the effort that your company and your team have been doing to equip MSPs and their customers with these vital technologies. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Charles, for inviting me to your space.
Well, that's it. I hope you all enjoyed. Go check out lumu.io, register for their free account, check them out. And, you know, you might be surprised. You get some new technology that can actually help you be better informed in your fight and your customer's fight against ransomware. That's it for today. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.